Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, and it's that time to once again welcome back from his vacation, Mr. Mike Brennan. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great. All refreshed, but I heard Gary, Captain Gary's voice. Did he come back from the Caribbean safe and sound?
He did. Gary's, as a matter of fact, on the line with us right now. You can assure him, right, Gary?
It was a great adventure, but now I'm back to work.
Are you wearing an eye patch and saying "arr" now or anything like that?
No, we did spend a bit of time in a number of different very exotic places. We had a little boat trouble, so we got a chance to work on a boat in a very exotic place. But now back to work.
No parrot on his shoulder, Mike.
That would be my next question. Did you buy a parrot down there?
And no buried treasure anywhere.
Oh.
Rats. Huh?
Well,
okay.
Mike Brennan, who is on the line with us right now, and was just in Florida himself on the little vacation. You're back at it again and gathering headlines about Michigan technology and the entrepreneurial scene. And some of the headlines you've got out there, just give people a little bit of a taste of what you offer with MI Tech News. There's a report out that talks about Southeast Michigan's connected and automated vehicle system. Apparently, this whole ecosystem here is really burgeoning. It's growing like mad.
Absolutely, yeah. 351 organizations have been identified, and those 351 organizations have 1,400 business relationships. And this all comes from a study done by the Workforce Intelligent Network for Southeast Michigan on behalf of the Advanced Michigan Defense Collaborative. And it won't surprise anybody to know that the top influencers are General Motors, Ford Motor Company, University of Michigan, American Center for Mobility, and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Those are the top five in order.
Yeah. So we're really developing a whole ecosystem. That's the big news here. It's not just banging out cars, if you will, but there's a whole system that's growing around this, which is the good news, certainly, for this part of the country. Second item I saw on here is that Gmail is now using machine learning to prevent phishing attacks.
Yeah, it's going to set up the system, or has set up a system, where when the email comes in, the machine learning system is going to look at it and see if it is suspicious. If it is, it's going to delay it from being delivered to your box and analyze it to make sure it's not a phishing attempt.
Excellent.
I'm sure all this will be done in nanoseconds. This isn't
absolutely.
Like it'll take a week or something.
Yeah. That's part of the uniqueness or the remarkable nature of the machine learning and AI is that it's so fast. And it takes care of some of those things that took a lot of deliberations to be done in just nanoseconds, as you said.
Yeah, and phishing is really the number one thing in cybersecurity that people fall for that allows malicious code or hackers, all sorts of things, to come into their networks or their computers or their devices or whatever. So if you have something that eliminates or at least lessens the chance of that happening, then you'll have fewer problems.
Mm-hmm. Another headline.
Mike,
go ahead, Mike.
That means not having employees, right?
That too, yes. You can't have any employees or any children, for that matter. When my daughter used to come home and use my computer, she'd leave and I'd have 600 viruses on it, you know. So after that, I said, you're not using my computer anymore. Get your own. So.
Another headline I see on here is about saving lives and saving money, and it's talking about the potential for solar technology to replace coal. It's kind of an interesting headline in view of President Trump's order to backing out of the Paris Accord.
Yeah, he's big on saving coal jobs, but the problem with coal is it's not very healthy, and it produces 51,999 premature deaths a year, according to a study done by Michigan Technological University.
Wow.
And in the study, they said that, you know, I mean, how much money do you hang on the price of a life? And they said that if you went with solar voltaics in the U.S., you could save $1.1 million invested per life. So they've quantified it.
Wow. And as I understand, the there's really no way of getting a genie back in the bottle in terms of the coal industry, because the changes are already afoot. And you chronicle this in your MI Tech News very often, looking at the advances that are made in wind power and solar power here in our fair state of Michigan.
Yeah, heck, we could even do tidal power. I mean, some countries do that because the force of the waves generate enough force to generate electricity. So there's lots of ways to do it that are less, that don't pollute. I'm not taking a stand on coal because I know that's a really hot political topic right now, but I'm just pointing out a few facts. And the other issue right now for coal, it's, what's killing it is the low price of natural gas. Coal is just not very economically competitive against natural gas. It's very inexpensive. So, I mean, it's got a lot of things going against it.
Mm-hmm. And as attention-getting as it is in terms of going into some of these severely depressed areas and saying, we're going to save you jobs, we're going to bring jobs back, you can't bring them back to an industry that already is limping along because of a whole lot of other market concerns that are going on there. Well, Mike, these are just some of the headlines that you gather throughout the week as you put together the headlines and the stories behind MI Tech News. And if you folks would like to have that delivered to your home, there's actually a twice weekly delivery, right, Mike?
Yeah, unless I'm on vacation, in which case there was just one. But but typically on Wednesdays, I deliver the audio and video newsletter for those that want that. And then on Fridays, I deliver the story-based, the text-based stories, so you can have a nice weekend read, catch up, with the, sort of your Sunday paper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Having come from the newspaper business, that was always our big thing, was having great reads on Sunday.
Yep.
In this case, I deliver this on Friday. I know you're busy on Saturday doing all your sports things, and on Sunday, when you're kicking back, having that couple cups of coffee, you can read my publication.
And then you also have a program called M Squared TechCast that you and your companion do on Mondays.
Yeah, that'd be Matt Roush.
That's right.
And old Matt and I used to be rivals. Now we're working together. We've been working technology in Michigan for over 40 years collectively between the two of us. And so we have our live podcast that goes out at 3 to 4 on Mondays, but most people listen to the on-demand portion, which, of course, is then featured in the Wednesday newsletters as well. And, of course, I promote it on my social media.
Excellent. So, folks, you can get hold of a whole lot of resources simply going to mitechnews.com. It costs nothing for you to subscribe while you put your email address in there, and you are on your way. Mike, have yourself a great week.
Thanks, Foster. You too. Go out and enjoy this wonderful weather.
Oh, it is absolutely glorious. Thanks, Mike. Take care.